In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
1 week of John the Baptist should be enough, especially in this holy season of Advent, when all we want to do is sing Christmas carols and wallow in the humility of the baby Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. But without John, there really would be no Christmas. Without John, Jesus would not have come into the world as he did. John had to come, a strange man in strange clothes, eating strange foods. Without the darkness of John's witness, we would not be able to see the light of Christ. John was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. And he did so, so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. There were some, however, who thought John was the light. That this strange man in strange clothes coming out of the wilds of the Jordan desert was the real deal, the Christ, the Messiah. Imagine that. Priests and Levites, the caretakers of God's holy temple in Jerusalem, they actually came to John asking him if he was the Messiah. And they were sent from the Pharisees, the arch enemies of priests and Levites within the Jewish religious establishment, to ask John if he was the one who was sent from heaven to save the people from their sins. Now, they were half right. In a way, there is no Jesus without John. Everyone in Judea, in Jerusalem, were coming out to see John, to hear his preaching, to be washed clean by his baptism, confessing their sins. John was perhaps the best-known figure in Israel, with people coming out to the Jordan to see this strange man dressed in strange clothes, eating strange foods. And yet they should have known what that meant. That here was a prophet, the final Old Testament prophet, bearing the people into the new era of salvation, preparing them for holiness, the holiness of Jesus, washing them clean so that they might be worthy to receive Jesus when he comes in his holiness. John preached a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, because the glory of the Lord was about to appear. Jesus, the Holy One of God, was about to come to his temple and to the altar of his cross to make all things holy. The road to Jerusalem had to be without any obstacles. Straight, not crooked, valleys filled in, mountains made low, people cleansed from their sins. All flesh, even the flesh of sinners, was about to see the glory of the Lord revealed in the crucified and bleeding flesh of Jesus, the Holy and Perfect One, sent by the Father to give the world good news, to give the world the gospel, the good news that now in him all things have been made new, all things have been made clean. John was not the light. He bore witness to the light. But those religious leaders, priests, Levites, Pharisees, they thought that he was the light, that he was the Christ. Imagine that. A man who came not eating and not drinking, an ascetic, a sort of crazy-looking man from the desert, that this was the kind of Messiah they thought God was sending them? A man more appropriate to preside over the world's funeral. A man who called Pharisees and Sadducees, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" These religious leaders were confused about John. Was he the Christ or Elijah or a prophet? Did they really think that John's preaching of repentance was all that the Messiah would preach? And ultimately, they rejected John's preaching. Those religious leaders who asked John if he was the Christ or Elijah or a prophet, they were like children in the marketplace, who when they heard a funeral dirge, they would not weep. When they heard John's preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, they did not repent. They would not cry out from the depths of their sins to God for mercy, to mourn over the fallenness of the world, to look for deliverance from God. John was not the light, but he bore witness to the light, to Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, to the bridegroom who would come soon to preside over the wedding at Cana, changing water into wine, bringing in new wine in a new creation. Those religious leaders should have known what the Messiah would look like. All they had to do was open up their scriptures to Isaiah 61. And there is a clear testimony of who the Messiah is and what the Messiah must do. The Messiah is the one anointed by the Spirit to be merciful, to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee. That is, to bring in the light of a new creation. And so in this Advent, we enter into the light of Christ to be made holy. We come repenting, confessing our sin, receiving forgiveness. For Jesus, the light of the world, shines from our pulpits and our altars. He has clothed us in the garments of salvation. He has covered us with the robe of righteousness. So this Advent, come and enter into his holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you.